The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
so suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You know, for a lot of years, parents have been on the defensive when it comes to questioning vaccines or the vaccine schedule. Maybe not just vaccines or at all. Just, hey, you know, I just want to slow down the schedule. And doctors have been hard-pressed to kind of go, everything's fine here, nothing to see here, move along, roll up your child's sleeve, and let me inject this stuff. Well, parents are on to you, docs, you pediatricians, you AAP cronies. That's the American Association of Pediatrics, I believe, or Academy, American Academy of Pediatrics. And they're in a desperate straits now. These doctors are just going, we don't know, we're trying, but the parents are just getting too savvy for us, we need some help. And guess who comes riding in on the big pharma white stallion? It's mechanical, of course, because the real white stallion was killed by vaccines. That's just telling you. They poisoned that white stallion to death. Now they've got a mechanical bull. And Paul Offit rides in on it. Yeah. Paul Offit rides in. Dr. Prophet, Paul Offit, making millions on his intussusception remedy. No, it actually caused that. It caused bowel collapse, his rotavirus vaccine. And this was an article recently in the L.A. Times about Offit speaking to several dozen physicians in a UCLA lecture hall. And there's a blog post here by this guy named Michael Chad, the stay-at-home dad. A really cool guy. He's trying to help parents out all over the land about how to respond to the training that these doctors are getting to try and convince you to experiment on your children with these needles. And it's interesting, he notes right then and there was only a several dozen physicians in a hall that held several hundred. It's not like they're beating down the doors to be part of this. A lot of doctors out there are questioning it. If they have, if their soul is intact, they've got to question what they're doing to these children. They're, you know how the doctors will have you sign a waiver, some of them will, have you sign a waiver to acknowledge that they have given you or offered or proffered these vaccines. Now, I'd be careful of hidden clauses, because if they say you acknowledge the danger of not vaccinating, I think you need to cross that out and say I acknowledge the danger of vaccinating, something like that. But there's a lot of things that go back and forth. And I remember when I went into one of the Florida districts to meet with one of the nurses that they mandated, I was really ticked off. And, you know, I told them my perspective on it. And then they sent in like a 6'5" tall nurse, right, to try and intimidate me. And it turned out that guy was actually quite apologetic. He didn't like doing that, didn't want to do that, and knew he couldn't do that with me because I knew more than him on the subject. But the other nurse was just like another nurse ratchet playing the, I'm smarter than you, I'm a nurse game.
it's like every doctor's office has like a bouncer doctor, you know.
Yeah, no, they really do. That. On the county level, they have these things. They're like, okay, bring in the intimidating one. Yeah, no, the big guy. No, the bigger one, because this guy, we're going to need some help here. And so they'll do that. And if you're not solid in your perspective, they're going to find a way in. Now, I recommend that everybody, if you're not going to school yourself in the science, and even if you are, but if you just want to avoid the conflict and not get into it and just dismiss them outright, just stick with religious beliefs. Just, it's against my religious belief. Don't go anywhere than that. If they want to push it, let them push it. It's against my religious belief. And just leave it at that. They cannot harass you beyond that. If they try, it'll get to be an ugly religious freedom lawsuit. They don't want to go there. But if you start getting into the merits of or the demerits of the medical side of things, then they're going to try and take you on. So this guy, the Michael Chad, the stay-at-home dad, came up with a great list, and I think we can go through some of these. I think it's very helpful. I recommend, and Super Don will blast it out if you haven't seen it yet. Because, you know, it's a response to all the criticisms the doctors are being taught to, you know, go after the parent on this, right? And so one of the responses is, why do you always warn me not to read the Internet when that's where all of the abstracts and many full-length peer-reviewed journal publications are found, right? You know, because they'll say, stop going on the Internet because you're just going to find junk there. It's like, dude, where do doctors go to read all their medical journals? On the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
We can get a lot from the Internet. Here's another response to a doctor. Beyond learning to inject one, how long did you study vaccines in medical school? I should have said it right. Beyond learning to inject one, how long did you study vaccines in medical school? I dare guess I don't know that they learned much at all except to inject it, you know?
Or no real history. Vaccines work, vaccines are good. That's that's probably the extent of it.
Yeah. If my baby were going to have a reaction that you would be obligated to report to the vaccine adverse event reporting system, what might that look like? Query the doctor.
Hmm.
Again, it's a friendly banter, right? It's friendly banter with your doctor. Can you cite the safety study for administering the vaccines for hepatitis B, HIB, PCD, DTaP, polio, and rotavirus all at once to the body of a 10-pound, 2-month-old infant? And it's funny because he puts in parentheses. That's a trick question because there isn't one. There's not a safety study done for that. Right. Kind of like there is no safety nor efficacy study when you put a child on 4 different prescription allergy medicines. And they do it. These are pediatricians. I do not respect them just because they're pediatricians. In fact, I am forced to denigrate them based on what they do to kids. This one's kind of a little bit in your face. If vaccines are so effective, why does a baby have to get 3 of each one in a row only to have them wear off a few years later? Tell me that, good question. Yeah. These are good questions. Like this dad was thinking, and he's going to help out a lot of parents should they decide to engage. This is helpful if you decide. I'm not saying that you should. As I said, come back to religious freedom. And let me remind you that even if everybody else in your church, synagogue, or mosque vaccinates their children, it's irrelevant. Your religious beliefs are yours and yours alone. They are personal. They're deeply held convictions. And if you don't believe it yet, get right with the Creator on this. Because injecting toxic poisons into your baby is a violation of some spiritual tenet somewhere, even on the planet Zubla Dubla. So, if they are so safe, why did vaccine manufacturers strong-arm our government into giving them immunity from being sued? It's a great question. If you're a doctor, how do you answer that? Well, they might come up and say, well, a lot of spurious lawsuits, right? Because everybody wants to sue for everything. No, that doesn't cut it. Blanket immunity? Blanket immunity for all vaccine manufacturers? No. They're inherently unsafe. That's why they were given blanket immunity, because some dunderheads, many, millions in fact, in government, medicine, etc., believe in the sacrament of the vaccine religion, the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. Why do you need to mandate them if they're so good? Shouldn't everybody be lining up for them? Just like the flu shot. Why do they need to convince everybody? I mean, nobody wants the flu, right? Let everybody roll up their sleeve, get 25 micrograms of mercury with your flu shot. It's not happening. They have to completely amp up and ramp up the fear in order to get anybody to do it. And unfortunately, the lowest common denominator in our culture, those who are hopped up on drugs and fast food and fluoride, the poorest in the inner city, are the ones that are the most vulnerable. And according to the CDC whistleblower, they're the ones, particularly the African-American boys, are the most being hammered by these shots, with incidences of autism significantly greater in them. Why is it that on one hand everybody knows that the parents who don't vaccinate are highly educated, but on the other hand they act like we don't know how to do research? Because the news report, Super Don, we've covered it. They admit that it's the highly educated parents, upwardly mobile parents, that are questioning it more than anyone else.
That's where the lowest vaccine rates are. Yeah.
Yeah. So they admit they're the intelligent ones college educated, but they don't know how to research, right? It's only the people that are getting along and going along that may have not even gone to college. They're the smart ones on this, right? Because they just follow instructions. They don't question authority. If injecting formaldehyde is no big deal, why does the U.S. Health Department say it is known to be a human carcinogen? Doc, you good with injecting carcinogens?
Well, it's such a small amount that it's just no harm to the body.
Considering number one cause of disease-related death in children is pediatric cancer, you're introducing a cancer-causing agent into the blood and lymph and body.
Right.
What's the FDA's daily limit on aluminum? Right? How much are you injecting into that baby, that child? If my child becomes autistic or epileptic after this round of vaccines, you want to give him? Who's going to pay for his care? You, Doc? Huh? Back off, bud. Right? I mean, there are more. I don't know if we want to go through all of them.
I think by this point, the doctor's pretty much going to call in the 6'5" guy.
Right. The doctor is black and blue. He's just going to escort you out and say, please don't come back. And then you can find a naturopath or a homeopath or a doctor of osteopathic medicine or a doctor of chiropractic medicine to actually do something that would help their children. By the way, doctors of chiropractic know way more about the liver than any of these oncologists, hepatologists, liver docs at the Mayo Clinic. The doctors of chiropractic know way more about the liver. Man, it's absolutely incredible. And the AAP, the American Academy of Pediatrics, they are instructing these pediatricians to kick out parents like this Chad, Michael Chad, the stay-at-home dad. They're telling them, kick those people out of your practice because we don't want them to spread this kind of information to everyone else.
Right.
I'm telling you, this is really great. I would love to get this guy if we could get him on, if we could reach out.
You know what would be great is for somebody to go in and do this with like a hidden camera.
Yeah.
You know, you see these all the time where people will do this kind of stuff on the internet and on YouTube and stuff like that. Go in with a hidden camera and say these types of things to the doctors and just see what the different reactions are. That would be great.
Exactly. We heard from, Aaron's with the Nurses Against Mandatory Vaccines earlier. Hopefully we can get her or someone from the organization on, because I wanted to talk to Alan Phillips about this as well, protecting those in the health professions from mandatory vaccines. How do we help them? Because we got the parents standing up against this for the kids' sake. What about the professionals, the health professionals? Hey, how many hospitals are we going to allow to kidnap our kids? Isaiah Ryder, there's an update. You will not be surprised, maybe you will, about what he's claiming. This kid was kidnapped by a hospital in Chicago, but what they did to him. Stick around. We got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you love joining me here in the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty 6 days a week, or even one of those six, don't be shy. Tell your friends and let them know this is the place. The water's warm. It's just organic and clean, and it's healing. And we're glad to be here. Thanks to GCN, our syndicator, nationalnewsradio.com as well. Also heard around the world on UK Health Radio, Epic Times, what do we got? iTunes, Stitcher Podcast. I can't even go with it all, but glad you're here with us. All around the world.
Yes, sir.
What are we going to do? Hospitals. I don't want to be bummed out. I don't want to do this story, but we got to. It's just, you know, Isaiah Ryder, the story we covered, the other hospital kidnapping, the other hospital kidnapping, the other hospital. How many kidnappings do we have to put up with? How many times do we have to tell these stories before the American people wake up and say the most dangerous place you can take your child is a hospital?
Yeah.
I mean, and you know, that's the one place, in theory at least, if not in actuality, allopathic medicine shines to putting kids back together again, much less adults who have suffered traumas. But here we're dealing with mysterious chronic ailments caused by medical doctors, caused by vaccines, caused by drugs. You know, and then they get to say, oh, it's somatoform disease, it's this thing, it's a mysterious that thing, and then nobody in the medicine community agrees. You want to get a second opinion, you're sent to a hospital, and then you suddenly question what they're doing to your child. And then next thing you know, they're working with Child Protective Services to take custody, and you now have a child kidnapped from you by the medical police state.
Well, and that is the pattern that we're seeing with these, yeah. Now that we're seeing them more and more, is that as soon as the parent asks for the second opinion, that is, yeah, what triggers the incident.
Right.
They don't want you to get a second opinion. They don't want to lose that patient.
Yeah. And it used to be a responsible thing to do. In fact, the medical profession used to be saying, yes, get a second opinion. We don't want you to just jump on the first thing that we say here outside of urgent care, you're bleeding out, don't get a second opinion there, patch up the, you know. But that's right. Different. And she wanted another opinion. She said, this is not what I think is right for my child. The next thing you know, they're saying she's abusive. She's medically abused her son, Isaiah Ryder here. And now, in an exclusive interview with Health Impact News, Isaiah went on the record and said that when his mother was told at the hospital that she couldn't see him anymore, Isaiah didn't even know what was going on. He said that the hospital had him so drugged out, drugged up on medications, that he didn't even realize what had happened at first. And that it was literally, the hospital's informing him, you can't see your mother. He's shocked. And the doctors are telling him, no, it's your mother's fault because she was medically abusing you.
Yeah, and honestly, I mean, who's abusing him when he's so drugged up on medication that he doesn't even know what's going on? Where's the abuse coming from?
I'm telling you, there's no amount of government intervention that can fix this. The only thing that can fix this is if the government is forced out of medicine. I've called for it on this show for many years, perhaps the lone voice in the wilderness on this, to call for a separation of medicine and state. For those of you who are worried about theocracies and, oh my gosh, the Christians are taking over, the Muslims are taking over, not like the Jews are taking over. I guess maybe some people believe that. But, you know, it's like, no, the meds have taken over. We have a state religion in America, and it's not Judeo-Christian. It's allopathic modern medicine. It's the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. And the only way to stop this is to remove the government's protection racket, the monopoly of medicine, which was established at the outset with the start of the Flexner Report of 1910, Obamacare 2010. Set that into motion fully by saying you cannot escape, although there are people that are and do, because some people refuse to be enslaved and will not wait for an act of Congress, will not wait for a judicial decision, and will say, no, I am a slave to no man. And of course, then those are the people that are called, what, domestic terrorists, because they believe in leave me alone. That can't be. We can't have free people running about here. Other people might get ideas that they're free, too, to see homeopaths, to see naturopaths, to heal themselves, to grow herbs in their garden that can reverse these diseases, to not accept the medical status quo in the form of a syringe with mercury and aluminum and aborted fetal tissue, etc. And if you parents keep taking your kids to these hospitals, we're going to keep having a report on these stories, but if you parents keep taking your kids to get injected at well baby visits, we're going to continue to see these strange maladies that drive you in desperation back to these hospitals where they will claim you're abusing your children, when the reality is it's the medical personnel, the doctors, the nurses, and the government that sanctions that monopoly. That's where the evil lies, my friends. Beware. Stay out of it as long and as fast as you can. If you have to go in, get out as fast as you can, okay? Prayers for Isaiah and family. All right, GMO labeling on the ballot, as well as antibiotic-free chickens, not on the ballot. And can you dance in St. George, Utah? Stick with us.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Weight today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing, though, I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, what other kind of political healing topics do we have in the mix today, Super Don? I mean, there are things up to vote. We talked cannabis, of course, labeling initiatives. Any labeling initiatives going on around the country?
Well, we got, you know, it's been going on for a while now. Some have won, some have lost. Mostly, I think, more in the losing category than the winning category, unfortunately.
How many
GMOs?
Times, right? GMOs,
yeah,
back in
GMOs
there.
GMOs back on the ballot in, I guess, in two
where
two
you states? Are, you should know, Oregon and
Oregon.
La Colorado. I mean, Colorado.
Yes.
and the predictions are that it's looking good for Oregon, although I'm not holding my breath. And
yeah.
Colorado looks like it's going to go down in GMO flames. You know, remember the controversies we've talked about with GMO labeling? The hardcore libertarians are like, we're against any government mandate. And so we don't think this is a very libertarian position, they say, to have the mandatory labeling of GMO ingredients. And, you know, I have some sympathy for that perspective. I do a little bit. And here's the reason why. If you don't want GMOs, you can eat organically grown foods, because by definition they're not allowed to have GMO ingredients.
Right.
I don't know, Sue Brown. Is that enough? Is that being elitist? Is that being, you know, like, you're an orthorexic because you say the only way I can figure out if I have GMOs in my food if I eat like you, Robert? Well, I mean, it is an option.
It's not like when you look at the organic label, it's got a picture of your face on it. I mean, it's been around for a while, and, you know, that's what you choose, and it is an easy way to avoid GMOs.
Yeah.
However, outside of the GMO issue, we learned with some of the discussions we had with Mike Adams, that even the organic label doesn't quite go all the way when you're dealing with other things like heavy metals and stuff like that.
Sure,
but
yeah.
If you're trying to avoid the GMOs, that obviously is the way to go.
Yeah, and listen, it's still a dilemma, and it's not really, but, you know, just you put it out there and you say, okay, you guys in the biotech field, you Monsantos and Syngentas of the world, you love your product so much, label it. Just tell everybody it's been genetically engineered. But they realize that there's no way to PR their way out of the fact that the vast majority of people, when they see something saying it's genetically engineered, that they don't think, I'm not sure I want to eat that. I mean, the natural inclination when you see something genetically engineered and labeled as such is not to, ooh, give me 10 helpings of that, right? Only the most bizarre, I don't know, Bill Gates might say that. But, you know, the average human would go, there's just something that doesn't sit right with me on that. So they know that their products are poison. And I don't even mean it literally, because they might deny that. But the knowledge that their products are in a product that you would purchase in advance of that purchase, they know it's poison to the sale. So by and large, they want to prevent you knowing what's in their product, because their product basically cannot be marketed to most people. Isn't that weird? You got this high-tech product, heavily subsidized, really curried and bought favor from the government on the federal level and in some levels on the state levels, which we've covered. And yet every ounce of their energy and money is reserved to spending against labeling initiatives.
Yeah, well, it's just, a good example of, you know, something that's happened in the past that I think at least you can tie, you know, an analogy between the two, was when ABC News came out with that expose on the pink slime.
Yes.
You know, when that happened, the public just went crazy. And you saw, as a result, grocery store chains were suddenly now going, okay, well, we're not going to carry pink slime,
right?
You know, in our meat anymore, because once people found out what was in it, they didn't want to have anything to do with it. And that's kind of the thing about this, is that, you know, most people don't understand that the stuff that they're eating has GMOs. They don't even know what GMOs are,
right?
But that has changed over time. A lot more people now at least have some kind of an understanding, at least enough where they go, you know what, I don't want that in my food. So, you know, unfortunately, with the pink slime example, a lot of the stores got rid of it, but what a lot of people don't know is that people have kind of just forgotten about it now.
Right.
A lot of those stores that stopped carrying it are carrying it now.
Yeah.
But there's no label. It's not like the meat says
pink slime.
Right. In this case, it would have to say, in a very clear and conspicuous place, genetically engineered. So, you know, yeah, people want to know what's in their food. Now, the question is, in, like, for example, in Vermont, where they passed the GMO law there.
Right.
It's a mandate. Now, that is where things kind of get a little sticky, because, for the most part, we aren't in favor of mandates, right? We're against mandates. We don't want the government to say, you have to do this. Now, in this case, the government would be saying, you have to label a thing. And that is sometimes kind of conflicting, isn't it?
Well, I think the statutes against fraud would, you know, may play a role here. if they labeled it as all natural, which, you know, oftentimes we've learned that the concept of all natural on a label means nothing. There's no force of law. There's no definition that can determine what that means. Maybe they'll work on it one day. But, you know, why isn't there like a pink slime labeling initiative, right? This product contains pink slime. You know? And
right.
The only people that will eat it are those that work for the Komen's Race for the Cure, you know, because anything pink, they'll just swallow down like it's good for them. But other than that, most people go, no, I don't think I want it. But then again, like you said, once that's out of the news media, the supermarkets put the pink slime back in. Because we as a people, and I, you know, again, I use the collectivist royal we at this moment, have, well, disconnected from food and that the quality of the food really matters. Our culture is not there. You know, there are cultures that are thousands of years old that food has been a part of their culture, growing food, that it never really went away as well as it went away here in America. Even we could say the origins of America, certainly growing food was critical. I mean, it was for survival's sake. And then somewhere along the way, the Industrial Revolution, the age of oil, nobody had to be a farmer anymore except for these corporations and the few families that stuck with it, or those that are going back into it because they see the future. They know where the value is in what will be perceived with real, you know, with a real value later on. So the idea here is that we've got to have a culture that says food does matter, not just pay lip service to it. And you recognize that the quality of food matters above all else, and that if you don't get quality food, then disease is your future. And we don't have that connection, because as I grew up in this culture, Super Don, on fast food, it was about, hey, how fast can we get the food? How cheap and easy is it to get and cook and prepare? Sure. Least amount of effort. And that's still very deep in our culture. Very few families, I think, percentage-wise, actually spend the time that, like, God bless my wife, does every day in preparation to care for the family. You know, most people are able to just run out. The greatest thing we've been able to do occasionally is to run out to Chipotle, you know, to give my wife a break, and the kids enjoy it. And we know at least we can control a lot of the ingredients and they're clean. And we even add some of our own ingredients and not order things that we know we don't want from there. So the thing is, we are still in a convenience culture, are we not?
Oh, definitely. And I don't think that slows down at all. I mean, if somebody can come up with something that makes it cheaper, more convenient, require less effort or less thought, then people jump all over that. And it's just a trend that's gone on, you know, over time, where, you know, if you can just sit in your chair and you don't have to get up to do anything.
Right.
People are all over that, right?
Well, the value system is in time, right? We value time to such a degree that we don't want to be bothered with the time it takes to prepare food, or grow it for that matter, because the culture has shifted in the age of oil slaves. Now, prepping for the future, and we don't know when this future arrives. I mean, it's like we see now that oil has just gone down in quote-unquote cost per dollar significantly in the last, over the last 3 years, the most it's ever. And so people are like, well, there seems to be plenty of oil, but at what cost? Of course, the fracking of the water supply. How will that suit us long term? It's not about that. It's about the short term ability to continue to dominate the world with oil slaves. Now, there's more food news. The Wall Street Journal has it. You got to be a member to get into that one totally, but we can cover this. It's interesting that meat companies are now going antibiotic free. More and more, because of what? Is it been a government mandate? Was there an anti-antibiotic labeling initiative? No. The consumers have demanded it, have absolutely demanded it. Now, this is seemingly a little different than the GMO issue, because I don't know that there were any consumers demanding GMO food, right? Any more than they're demanding more antibiotics in their food. But as people become more conscious of it, then they suddenly go, you know, maybe I don't want to eat antibiotic residues in these animal products. Maybe right. That isn't good for me.
You know, it's an interesting story that really kind of goes hand in hand with what we were just talking about with the GMOs.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are people out there that are saying, well, okay, why don't we just let companies that have made a product that is GMO-free, just let them put that on there, and
right.
If people want something that doesn't have GMOs, they just look for that label rather than mandating all companies to
sure.
put whether it's in there or not.
So, you know, and that's an interesting point you raised, because there are companies that are GMO verified, Project GMO verified. And so why isn't that enough? Well, I think there's an activist side of this that I understand and support, that we want to make everybody aware, if they'll be aware of it, that GMOs are not good for you. So we can say legitimately that the agenda to label GMO foods is a label, is an initiative to end GMO food, which we would be happy with because we believe it's, I believe it's an abomination. I believe it's very dangerous, and it's not going to feed the world any more than antibiotics fed to chickens is going to feed the world. And it's interesting with this story because the people are demanding it. You know, places like Chipotle have been at it for years. Other chains like Panera Bread and others are now trying to, let's say, implement this. But they're saying that it costs about $2 extra a pound for the chicken, for instance. And I find it interesting, although not surprising, that it, you know, you remove a pharmaceutical prescription drug from a food and it gets more expensive. Now think about that for a moment. You have to, somebody has to pay for that pharmaceutical drug. So, okay, we're taking that price out of the equation of producing the chickens. How come the price goes up? Isn't that an interesting thought? Why do you remove a prescription drug that costs money and then the price goes up? Ponder that.
Yeah.
Well, it probably means that they would have to become more aware of how to keep their chickens healthy instead of poisoning them just to keep them alive. Because you're in a factory farm scenario. And that's an, again, that's not considered, but it all makes a lot of sense when you begin to see why people are starting to make the connection between the quality of food and their health, much less the concern for antibiotic resistance, which is very real coming from the food that is laden with antibiotic residues. All right, we're going to take a break and wrap it up. What do we got to finish up with? Something here real quick?
Oh, you mean for the show?
Yeah.
Let's do a little flashback to when we were kids back in the 80s.
Okay, get ready. We're going back to the 80s after this break. Stick around. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't leave another dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It was King David. King David, who we read about in Samuel. And what did David do? What did David do? What did David do? David did.
Not so fast, David. You can't dance if you're in St. George, Utah on Halloween night, right? That was Footloose. Right. We did go back to the 80s. You delivered Superdome.
We did. You know, that's just one of those songs, as corny or cheesy as you might think that movie is, mm-hmm. and shame on you if you believe that, but
yeah.
You just can't sit still when that music's playing.
Heck yeah, that's a groover mover.
But you know what? If you're in St. George, Utah, you might get in trouble if you're moving when that's playing.
We had a long-time affiliate basis in St. George, Utah. Halloween party at Fiesta Fun Center last Friday, Halloween night. Had unexpected guests in blue uniforms show up to shut down a part of the event, a dance party. Like, what was happening? Were they, like, grinding? I mean, what was going on? Dirty dancing?
No, it was just dancing. Apparently, yeah. The organizers said that they had gotten the city-approved permit to have the dance, but the city officials say they didn't, so...
Whoa. You have to have permission to dance in St. George, Utah?
Apparently so. What's up with that, right? You have to get
well, dancing leads, you know, Superdon, dancing leads to fornication. Wasn't that in the movie?
Exact. John Lithgow.
Yeah, his character. He's a great preacher.
Played the pastor, the preacher man.
Yeah.
Just saying that it was evil and that it was the gateway to bad things, drugs and sex.
And then they burned books in that one too.
They did.
But at least Preacher Man John Lithgow said, no, don't burn books. So he had a change of heart by the end of it. But the Monster Mash event organized by the Heart of Dixie event group that advertised unlimited access to bumper boats, go-karts, mini-golf, and a dance party.
Right.
But no dancing at that party because St. George police said, you don't have the proper permits to dance.
Yeah. They actually even went on the speakers Mm-hmm. And just, you know, let everybody know there was absolutely no
dancing.
Stop dancing.
Don't shake your tail feather.
Not allowed to dance.
You know, I would have trouble living in St. George, Utah, if that were the case. Not that I'm a good dancer. I mean, yeah. I can groove and move it to the beat of a drummer that is in a different room that no one else can hear. But I don't want to ask permission to do it. You know, that just would not be a good place for me.
You know, it's one of those things where, everything, you need a permit for anything, everything. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got to have a license for this and a permit for that, and you know, you can only do certain things on certain days and stuff. It kind of reminds me of, if you remember, I think it was a week or two ago, we had Dr. Frank King on, mm-hmm. and he was talking about having parties. You know, and everybody would just get together in somebody's barn or something and just have a party. You know, that's the way, I guess, it used to be. And real honestly, you know, that's the way it should be. It shouldn't be a situation where you have to get a permit to get some people together and have a good time.
This is incredible. I mean, I read this the one paragraph. I want to read this because it's sort of like a fiction. This would have been in the script for Footloose, right?
Right.
The city issued a permit. We applied for a special event permit for a dance. This is a quote now. It was issued. Then when they had no way to shut it down, they produced additional pages to the permit that were not given, on which they had handwritten that the dance was not allowed. Not to mention we were on private property. It is a First Amendment right to dance. We weren't playing music loud enough to be heard off the property, and when the police were there, no one was dancing. They sent six officers to make sure no one was dancing. Dancing is not a crime! But in St. George, Utah...
Oh.
Without a permit.
We're going to start doing backflips and start dancing here to try and... I was just ready to do Footloose.
You were ready. Wiggle,
right,
wiggle. Wiggle.
Yeah.
Dancing is not a crime. Well, what are you going to say at this point? This is an incredible thing that happens in the United States of America. And this isn't like the backwoods of Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, where they make, you know, southern jokes of being backwoodsy and stuff. And I don't appreciate
that.
Well,
back there, if a police officer showed up and said, you can't dance, they'd probably shoot him.
Yeah, exactly. What do you got
what
to say?
What are you talking about?
Get
off my property.
Right.
So, yeah, very interesting. And coincidentally, did you know that just not that long ago, it was the 30th anniversary of the movie Footloose? Can you believe that?
Wow, that is incredible.
30 years. It was great. Kevin Bacon actually appeared on The Tonight Show. And it was
I saw that. He did the...
Did you see the video of that where he did recreated
the... He did the recreation
the
of it. That was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tell you what, with all the problems we have in this country, and there are plenty, and again, we don't like to focus and dwell on them in a negative fashion, you think that the least of our concerns would be hosting a dance party on Halloween, that you have to have six police officers in there to make sure that no one dances. But, hey, we live in a funny country, don't we? All right, with that, we're going to take a break until tomorrow. I Can't Dance. Remember that one from Genesis?
Yes.
That was a funny one. Anyway, but you can. You can. The power to dance is yours, and the power to heal is yours. Thank you for being here. Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger tomorrow. We'll be back.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all-natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, capsicum, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.